This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Diddy time is 7 after the hour on the DJV program. Yeah, we're doing our Wadiddies here for your benefit and for ours, because we like to have the relationship. We'd have a good time. Jennifer and Victoria and Kara and I would have a good time together whether you were listening or not. The fact that you are listening makes it that much better. I don't know if we dare to be greater, because we know there are thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people listening. Does that ever even phase any of you, any of us? I don't think. I'm thinking about talking to one or two people at a time. I'm talking with Jennifer and Victoria and Kara. And the fact that it is a listenable radio program for other people to kind of, they're sort of like eavesdropping, right? That's really kind of what good radio is, don't you think? Eavesdropping. Listening to a conversation that people are having, that friends are having, about issues. You have this conversation, whether you're on the air or not, Victoria. You and all your pals are always talking about all this stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, most of the stuff that we talk about on the show is definitely stuff that's relatable to our gang, for sure.
Yeah, right. Okay. All right, Jennifer, your turn to get us thinking. And I know there are a number of things I just said to you, because I'm not a big political, I'm not interested in beating the drum for political parties or ideas or whatever it is. But I do think it's interesting to note that, at least if you believe the news media, and I know you're going to give us a spin on this that is not necessarily spin, but there is a lot of focus on the relationship between Mr. Trump and Mr. Pence. I never saw the two of them. They're so different. I never saw the two of them as friends.
I think that's what makes them work, though, as partners. I don't know if they need to be friends, but certainly to be confidants. I think Mike Pence provided some experience to President Trump since he was a governor. I think he provided some experience. He also is the yin to Trump's yang. I mean, their personalities are very, very different.
Yeah.
Their styles are very, very different. And I think for whatever reason, that works. It helps balance out one over the other. And the media has been trying to create friction between Trump and Pence for a long time. In fact, Trump asked Pence to run again with him the day after Election Day in 2018, I think, after the midterms. He has repeated the fact that he's committed to Mike Pence. There's been a lot of speculation from the media that Nikki Haley would be a better choice to run with Trump in 2020. I don't disagree. I actually think Nikki Haley would be a better choice for Trump in 2020. But I have a lot of loyalty to Mike Pence. Mike Pence has done a good job, a solid job as vice president. He's been effective at working with Trump's very unorthodox style. And for that reason, I think Trump needs to keep him on the ticket. And there's surveys out that say most GOP voters agree. In fact, there was a survey done just last week that say GOP voters want Pence to stay on as Trump's running mate in 2020. 69% of them actually want Pence to share a ticket with Trump next year. The way that it balances out, 69% for Pence, Haley 9%, Mike Pompeo, the current Secretary of State, 9%, Lindsey Graham 9%, 4% say they'd be interested in seeing someone else on that ticket. So I think Trump is not a dummy. He may have personality brush-ups with people. He may get into disagreements with people. But if he sees that his base in polls like this one, say 69% overwhelmingly, they want Mike Pence to stay, I think Mike Pence stays. And I think what the media does is just try to drum up controversy because it's something to write about.
Hmm. Can you actually, how does it work? Has that ever happened before? If a sitting president runs for re-election and I mean, you can't fire the vice president because he was elected.
No,
so
you just wouldn't want to run for re-election with them.
Yeah, you just tell him.
Okay.
What would be a good way of wording it? For the benefit of the party and the country, I've decided to step aside. Because
something like that would be the statement.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
But so,
I'm going to spend more time with my family. I always love
that. Yeah. Nikki Haley, I think, has made it pretty clear. I don't think she wants that job. I don't think she wants to being vice president.
She does want to run for president.
She wants to run at some point by herself.
But yeah, she hasn't said anything bad about Trump when it comes to this question. In fact, she said it would be an honor to even be considered. But what she did say is that she's really good friends with Mike Pence, and that she doesn't want to put herself in that position to challenge him for what would be his next 4-year run. So she's also, I think, feels very loyal to Mike Pence. I mean, despite popular opinion around here, Dougie, looking at you, Mike Pence is a pretty solid guy, and he is he's well liked in the circles in which he runs.
My circle.
That's why I said I'm looking at you. But for people like Nikki Haley, for the insiders around Trump, I think they
like him.
I
like her. I think she's smart. I think she's measured.
I thought she did a pretty formidable job in
the UN. Yeah, she's very good.
I really did. I didn't know what to expect going in.
She was the most popular member of his administration when she was there.
Mm. And it's time for a woman to be president. Not just any woman, somebody who's good.
Yep.
And I think she's pretty good. She did a good job when she was governor. And, there are a lot of, I don't see, there's nothing, there's no, you know, you can always tell, look at the trail that they leave, politicians leave behind. You don't find, at least in any of the stuff that I've looked at, I must admit to not being an expert on this, but anything I've looked at with regard to her has always been positive. And this doesn't seem to be anything, she hasn't left any dirt behind.
And anything can happen in elections, but I think you're more likely to see a Republican woman elected first, because I think you need to get that half of the country committed to your candidacy. And I think some of the women who are running this time around, and Hillary Clinton is a great example, I think there was people who, number one, Hillary had a likability problem, but this time around there's a fear of the women who are running because they seem to be so progressive and so far left. And so I don't know that you bring in every independent and every Republican.
Desire to have a woman as president. I think you're right. That's pretty astute, actually, Jennifer. I think there is a real desire.
I think the only exception to that is Amy Klobuchar. I think she's the only one who really has the ability. She's
moderate enough.
She's pro Second Amendment. She's very moderate. I think that she handles pressure very well. I think she, from everything I've seen, she has
Victoria,
both sides of the aisle.
She gets lost with those the yelling of Kamala Harris and what's her face?
Kamala Harris, I'm so over her.
Well, what about Elizabeth Warren? Are you over her?
I've never been on her team, I liked Kamala for like a hot minute, but then I'm over it.
Never. She was the first time I actually read anything about her or saw her in action in California, which was a number of years ago, I thought this woman is the most self-serving, self-aggrandizing.
Yeah. And that became so obvious to me, at least, on the first
debate. How does she even get to the point? Are people that shallow that they don't see that in her right away?
Why
is she still in the top 10?
Well, I think people started to see it during the debates. To me, it became glaringly obvious that she was there just to for herself.
For her.
There's no other reason that she's
always
there.
Always, every breath she's breathed as a politician, as quote-unquote public servant, has always been public.
But would you say the same things about men?
Because
I think, I don't know. She's very ambitious, and that's what I think is a turnoff for me. The fact that she's made these backdoor deals her whole career to move up the ladder, I think is unattractive. But men do it all the time, and it is a double standard. I'm honest enough to admit that it's a double standard. It's also a double standard when we listen to the tone of voices and we go, ooh, Elizabeth Warren, she's out there shrieking all the time. We probably wouldn't say that about a man. Yeah.
I don't know, because every one of our friends, every time we watch Bennett speak, we just couldn't get past his voice. I couldn't even comprehend what he was saying, because his voice is Mr. Mackey from South Park. And I think Cory Booker, and I've never been a fan of Cory Booker, I think he is a male version of Kamala Harris.
Yep.
He is 100% out there for himself.
For him.
So,
I think there are other candidates
who are doing it for the right reasons. And I don't think Cory Booker and Kamala Harris are.
Mm. Good. 16 past the hour. This is the DJV Show.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag sales event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's Home Advisor. Home Advisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that Home Advisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started.
Home Advisor.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost super reliable, super fast network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? Four lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the four lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Ellen Krebel.
Most of us remember our childhood best friend. The bonds we develop early in life teach us the value of friendship, and many of those bonds last a lifetime. Yet there is a debate in many American schools about banning the very concept of best friends. Some say it is exclusionary and mean, that it leads to cliques for some, while leaving others out. But the truth is that having good friends matters, and the ability to build relationships is vital to success. Schools cannot change human nature. Is it really their job to dictate social relationships or to worry about who likes whom? Kids need to make friends. That's healthy. And it's just not that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, so let's get to something really important here on the DJB program, and that is how you find a partner or a mate. And here with her expertise in that department is Jennifer Horn, who's focused on Facebook dating. I don't know who else is.
Well, it was a big story this week, actually. Mm-hmm. In fact, a lot of people are excited about this because, and I noticed it yesterday when I signed into Facebook, it said, do you want your likes to lead to the love of your life or something like that? And I was like, what is this? Some ad on Facebook. It's, you know, it's long been this big place. I mean, it's one of the big, it is the biggest social media platform out there. So why not start a matchmaking algorithm? And that's exactly what Facebook dating is. It began rolling out in other countries last year. It launched in the U.S. this week, and it gives users age 18 and up access to a suite of features designed to help them find a meaningful relationship.
So how does it work? Do you just is it like Facebook? I've become interested in Facebook buying cars and stuff like that. What do they call it? Facebook marketing.
Marketplace.
Yeah.
You could potentially date someone. Isn't it, Kara? I mean,
on Facebook. Yeah. So what you do is you need a separate profile. So even though you have a Facebook, if you want to do Facebook dating, it'll live in that Facebook app, but you need to set up a separate profile. The only information that they carry over from your Facebook profile is your name and your age, and then it will present you with potential matches based on your location, the preferences that you set for yourself, and other factors.
How deep are the preferences?
I don't know. We'd have to go through it and test it out. You can also choose to match with people who attend the same Facebook events or are part of the same Facebook groups that you are. One thing it won't show you are your existing Facebook friends. That option is turned off by default, so it's not like you're going to be able to say, oh, my cousin is in here. Look at that.
Okay.
So how about that?
You can check. You can't see who's out there doing it.
I think, Kara, you and Doug should do it.
I'll give it a test drive. Sure. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Dan Perkins from Songs and Stories for Soldiers with your Veterans Tip of the Day. Have you noticed that interest rates on home loans have dropped at least 1% in the last 6 months? Did you miss the opportunity to refi your home mortgage the last time interest rates were heading lower? Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Get focused and know the facts of your existing mortgage. So go to the safe or the shoebox, wherever you have important papers, and look through it and find your mortgage. Next, look through it and find out these three things. When did you take out the loan? The year. How much did you borrow? The amount. And what is the interest rate? Percentage. Write this down on a sticky and put it on the fridge and start looking at bankrate.com for mortgage interest rate. If the new rate is 1% or more lower than the rate on the fridge, start looking at a refi. Remember, a refi puts money in your pocket. This has been Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Like this?
Love it.
This kind of sounds like a Motown song.
Yeah, this was the song that Elton and Taron Egerton did together for the end of the movie.
Yep. I'm Gonna Love Me Again, Taron Egerton.
It's just Taron.
Taron Egerton.
Taron.
Him too.
Like, sounds like he's one of the members of the prestigious cover class in England. Taron Egerton. Taron and Elton performing together at Rocket Man concert as the headline. So Egerton found his way into the fur coats and the sunglasses required to play Elton in the movie that everybody liked. I actually haven't seen it yet.
Oh, it's so good. I want to see it again. I loved it.
I can see it on the plane next time I'm on a plane. The hardest part, according to Taron, performing in front of Elton himself. I think that would be kind of intimidating. And that's what he said. There's nothing more intimidating than performing in front of Elton. He said of the days when Elton dropped by to check in on the film. But Taron's nerves did not show when the duo hit the stage together in Cannes this past May after the movie premiered. They performed I'm Still Standing and then the title track Rocket Man. Now the two are giving it another go, this time in L.A. I'd like to see this.
I would love
Rocket
to
Man
see this.
Live in concert, which is going to be at the Greek Theater on the 17th of October. Damn.
They're doing a lot of advertising for it, too.
Yeah, that's a Wednesday. Brendan gets married on Sunday the 13th. I have to come back here the 14th. I would like to have stayed. That'd be a good concert. So the Hollywood Symphony Orchestra playing, Jennifer. This will be quite the bill. Elton says, I'm thrilled to debut Rocket Man live in concert. I can think of no better city than L.A. to bring the magic of this movie to life and perform live with the Hollywood Symphony. I think he's great about that. He can't wait for the audience to experience the film. So how does this work? Somebody want to explain what actually happens in this context?
I don't I think that's part of the mystery, is that they haven't told anyone how it's going to be mapped out. All I know is that the Hollywood Symphony is going to play the entire score with the movie playing in the background. So I think maybe the vocals will drop out of the movie, and then Taryn and Elton will sing all the songs
live
together. Yeah, they'll be singing live.
$44.50 to $230 is the price of tickets. And when you buy them, fans have the opportunity to pre-order Elton's autobiography, Me, which will be hitting the shelves on the 15th of next month. So that's story. That's a good story. I like that. Next up, musically here, a focus on Hootie and the Blowfish. New album pretty much inevitable when Hootie and the Fish decided to reunite for their first full-blown tour in, what, a decade? Now they've released the first track off a new album, which the rest of it comes down the 1st of November. Darius Rucker points out that not much has changed in the world of Hootie for the upcoming album, Imperfect Circle, whose track list was revealed along with Roland as the first single. This quartet started writing and recording Imperfect Circle, a 13-song set about a year ago, according to Rucker, working on the album at the same time preparing for this year's group therapy tour with the Bare Naked Ladies. That tour runs from 13th of this month, goes through the 13th.
And then Hootie
goes to England for October. So what do we think of this, ladies?
I like it. It sounds a little more country than I remember Hootie sounding like, but Darius Rucker could easily be. Yeah. I mean, they are a South Carolina band, though.
Yeah.
He had an easy conversion into the country world. He really did well.
Yeah. So anyway, I think it's something to their fans, certainly something to look forward to. 28 and change past the hour here on the DJV program. And you're holding, and just keep rolling. Like the tide
coming in on the coast of Carolina, baby. I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Staples gives your business more for less.
It's where I get more peace of mind knowing my ink is in stock. It's where I get more done with my day because I'm in and out fast. And where I get more savings since it's always low priced.
And now, buy one HP ink cartridge for your HP OfficeJet Pro printer and get a second 30% off. Plus, get free overnight delivery on HP ink at staples.com. Staples, for all your business essentials and beyond.
Ends 9/14/19. Restrictions apply. Free delivery excludes holidays and weekends. Order by 5 p.m. See staples.com/HPBOGO or store for details.
Right now, Doctors Without Borders medical teams are operating in some of the most remote and dangerous corners of the world. When front yards become front lines, when disaster erupts, when disease rages, when communities collapse under crisis, at the crossroads of conflict and epidemic, where there are no hospitals, that's where we operate. We go where conditions are the worst because that's where we're needed most. In nearly 70 countries, we're saving lives threatened by violence, disease, malnutrition, and catastrophic events. Donors are vital to our mission. Your response is critical to our response in places where few others will go. That's where we operate. Learn more at doctorswithoutborders.org.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
After President Trump canceled plans for Sunday talks at Camp David, the Afghan president speaks out. Here's USA's Chris Barnes with more.
The Taliban took responsibility for a suicide attack a few days ago that killed an American soldier, leading President Trump to cancel the talks. Then Afghanistan President Ashraf Ghani called on the Taliban to stop the violence and engage with the Trump administration. Republican Congressman Devin Nunes of California questions whether we should be talking talking with the Taliban.
I don't want to lose any more of our troops over there. But the bottom line is, then, you know, if we want to leave, then just leave.
Nunes spoke on Fox News.
On CBS, former Defense Secretary James Mattis says we can't trust them.
You remember when we reduced nuclear weapons with Russia, we talked about trust but verify. In this case, with this group, I think you want to verify, then trust.
This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hey, everyone. Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right, Proactive MD, plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
There we go again. It's the DJV program. Time to welcome a new member to the DJ. I have actually a lot of interaction already with people listening because I haven't been on in Tucson for a couple of years, but was on there for a long time. Now happy to be back on the KVOI signal. KVOI is the voice in Tucson, AM 1030. We're on there from 10 until noon every day, and then after we're on the air, Bill Buckmaster goes on the air. He's interviewed 5,000 newsmakers. Imagine that.
Wow.
Earned the reputation as Tucson's most trusted voice for news and information. So he's on after we are, and then Dave Ramsey is on at 1 o'clock. So that's Tucson. I don't know how many of you realize how big it's.
It's for, huge. It's,
it is. I love going to Tucson because I actually, many times I've been through there. I'm going to visit the station when I drive west right after Christmas. And I was thinking of how much I like to go to the... There are a couple of places where they have the old jets that they... There's a big area just north of Tucson where the hundreds of planes to park. And then they have a place to the Air Force Base there as well where they have auto planes. It's just a fascinating place. Also the home of the University of Arizona. So, it's the second most populated city in Arizona. Good to be on the air there. Thank you for your input already. They found a Twitter account at Doug Steffen. You can also find us at DJV Show or at Jennifer Horn or at On Air Victoria or at C. Schillen with two L's and two N's. Find us there. And also Facebook.com/DJV Show. Lots of pictures and things that sort of bring us up to date with all the people that are listening. Sharing is what it's all about. Speaking of sharing, Victoria wants to share the latest from Grace and Frankie. A celebrated television program for sure, yes?
Absolutely. So Grace and Frankie have at the show, which is a Netflix original starring Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda, Martin Sheen and Sam Waterston, amongst other, you know, recurring guest stars and things like that. Ernie Hudson is also coming back too. They've announced that they are ending the series. They have they're going to start season 6 in January, and they've announced that the following season 7 will be the final season. And that actually makes a record for Netflix. That will be the longest running Netflix original series in the history of the streaming service. And so lots of bittersweet kind of toasts coming out of from Lily Tomlin and Jane Fonda. They said that they are delighted and heartbroken that Grace and Frankie will be back for its 7th, although final season. And they said in a joint statement together, "We're so grateful that our show has been able to deal with issues that have really connected to our grand generation and their kids, and amazingly their kids as well. And we'll miss these two old gals, Grace and Frankie, as much as many of the fans will, but we'll still be around. We've outlasted so many things. We just hope we don't outlast the planet." And so in 2015, that was when it premiered, Grace and Frankie became an instant hit for Netflix. It did so much better than anyone would have ever guessed. It's picked up 11 Emmy nominations during its run, 6 Screen Actors Guild Award nominations, and a Golden Globe nomination for Lily Tomlin as well. Marta Kaufman, who is the creator, she was also the creator of Friends, which I don't know if a lot of people kind of have connected that, but she said she thinks it's really cool and kind of in a weird way that the oldest stars on Netflix also now have the longest running show on Netflix, which is pretty cool. So you can be 80, 81 is Jane Fonda, and Lily Tomlin last weekend turned 80. Yeah. And so, and the two,
so
the
old
two ladies
Martin
are older
Sheen
than all the other guys.
And
they're
Sam Waterston.
Early to mid-70s, yeah.
Yeah. Right. And then, for those who don't know, this is I've not been a devotee. I've seen it enough to get the gist of what goes on. The friendship between the two of them on the air and off the air. They're both great friends and have been since 9 to 5, I think. Haven't they?
They've been doing a speaking tour, too, which is cool.
Yeah,
right.
They're working on a new 9 to 5 now. So when this when this series wraps, that's probably the next thing they're going to be doing. They've got Dolly on board and Lily and Jane, all three of them. So I think the script is being worked on right now.
Right. And what is groundbreaking? What's the most groundbreaking thing? The story of Waterston's character and Sheen's character is that they're gay. And they were a husband, and they were the husbands of those two women, right?
Isn't right. They were law partners, and turns out they were partners in other things, too, for like 40 years while they were married to their wives. So, yes, that's the premise of it. They leave their wives to team up together, and then Grace and Frankie are very opposite, and they're left kind of living a life together, picking up the pieces.
Yeah. I guess it's interesting to me to think about people and how good they are as actors. I would never think Martin Sheen or Sam Waterston could pull off gay.
They're so they're convincing, they're funny, they're sweet.
Yeah.
The show has just so many dimensions to it. It's absolutely one of my favorites. I love it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very, very. Waterston has been one of those really steady actors, and Sheen as well. Both of them have very steady careers. If you go back 40 years, remember when Sam Waterston was in that horrible movie about the war, I think Martin Sheen may have been in that movie with him. Now that I think about mentioning that with him in it, I'm trying to remember the name of the movie.
I think the only thing I've ever seen. Are you talking about Platoon? Is that it? Was that Charlie Sheen was in that? I don't know. I don't watch the war movies.
No, I think it was Charlie Sheen. No, this was more serious than that.
I only know Sam Waterston from
Law and Order.
Law and Order, yeah. He was the prosecutor.
For 21 years. That was a great role for him. He loved living in New York and being there. He became a real New Yorker, in a matter of speaking. Let me extend this a little bit. You know, this week I was talking about becoming a fan, and I flew back on Monday from L.A. I watched 6 episodes of Grey's Anatomy, and I had never seen Grey's Anatomy before. It was not on my, whenever I'd sort of stumble on it on television, and I knew it was a Shonda Rhimes show, and I was a big fan of the show that Kerry Washington was in. But I don't know, there was something about it that never really grabbed me. But I thought, okay, I'll watch this was the first season, the first episodes, and see what happened. I was immediately drawn in to the character that the Ellen Pompeo, is it Pompeo or Pompeo? How did you pronounce her last name?
I think Pompeo.
Pompeo. And then Catherine Heigl is in it, and Sandra Yeoh, and Isaiah Washington, and some of these other character actors who've been around for a long time. I was laughing. I was engaged in the story, McDreamy and all that other, the way it was put, it was just so well done. And so I was interested to note this week that Isaiah Washington started talking a lot about politics.
Didn't he get fired from the show a long time ago?
I don't.
He said something very controversial and got himself fired. I don't remember.
The guy that played George, who was a gay guy in real life, not on the show, and I think
that's what it was. Yep.
But he also disappeared. He is no longer really in the spotlight either.
We talking about the small doctor?
Small doctor. Yeah, shorter guy with the dark hair. Yes.
Yeah, right. And in one of the episodes...
Yeah, that's right. In real life, he's gay, and I think that's where... Yeah, mm-hmm. Washington didn't like that or something. I don't know.
He said something, yeah.
Oh. Anyway, he said he left the Democratic Party because he was interviewed this week and started talking about why... he left the Democratic Party. He voted for Obama twice, but then he thought Obama disappointed the country. He was fired.
Well, good.
According
someone
to the story,
else would have
for using
him, then.
A homophobic slur.
Yeah.
And so, anyway, I find that the reason to bring this up isn't so much about the business of him being on Grey's Anatomy, as to what people expect because of the color of your skin that you're supposed to be attitudinally, or what you're thinking or saying. All blacks are supposed to think this way, all whites is... I mean, it just becomes so pedantic and ridiculous. And that's the only reason I brought this up, because I'm looking at the news media's made a big deal out of him being black and saying that he's left the Democratic Party. So what? Why are you making a big deal out of that?
We just have to start letting people believe what they want to believe and stop classifying people. We play identity politics all the time. Mm-hmm. Just because one person thinks something, it's not a danger to you. It's not a danger to anybody else. We have to just let them do their thing and vote and have their one voice like we get. I don't know. It just seems like there's a lot of bullying lately.
That's a very good word for it. Yes, political bullying. You're right about that. 44 after the hour on today's DJV program.
I was in the United States Army for 12 years, and if we had a stressful time, he would say, hey, let's go smoke a cigarette. The further I got away from the military, being in corporate environments and it not being as prevalent, being around smokers, I would become the odd man out. The first time I actually tried Juul, I was surprised at how similar it was to a cigarette.
Chris made the switch in 2018. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
Honey, I just switched the family to Boost Mobile, and we got so much more.
Awesome. Like what?
We got four free LG Stylo 5 phones for the whole family. Four lines for just $25 per line per month with unlimited gigs. I smashed up the car a bit. And they have a super reliable, super fast nationwide network.
Whoa, four free LG... Wait, back up. Did you just say you...
Four free LG Stylo 5 phones? Yep.
No. Something about the car?
Oh, you mean Boost Super Reliable Super Fast Network.
Before that, the car smashing thing.
What? The smashing deal we got? Four lines for just $25 per line per month?
No. Between the four lines for $25 per line per month and the unlimited gigs part, you said I smashed up the car a bit.
I did. It's completely smashed. We need a new vehicle. But four free phones.
Boost Mobile, the switch that gives you more. Offer ends 9/16/19 or while supplies last. Requires one port from eligible carrier and activation. One free device per line. Includes mobile optimized data. Additional terms and restrictions apply. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training, and really it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
I want to keep my heart healthy, so I get my cholesterol checked regularly. And when my doctor told me my cholesterol was borderline, I found Garlique. According to my pharmacist, there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol. And one Garlique tablet is equal to a whole clove of garlic, except it's odor-free. Yep, I'm doing what I can for my cholesterol, and I'm doing it with Garlique.
Garlique, cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
A couple of other things that are going on here that have our attention. The president has announced that they're going to award a couple of $1 billion in grants to states and local government to combat the opioid crisis, which will ring well with most people that are concerned about this. It's called the Substance Abuse Mental Health Services Administration. That is this the organization that's going to be in charge. They're giving every state in the U.S., along with territories, U.S. territories, $932 million to provide treatment, recovery, and prevention. Yesterday, you had Alex, is it Azar? How do you pronounce that, Jennifer?
Alex Azar.
Local program. What did he have to say about this?
He's going to be on today.
Oh, it's today. Oh, okay, so you can't tell me what he's going to say.
I know that there's $2 billion that's being allocated to the fight against opioids, and it's in education, prevention, but also adding in treatment programs and things to get people off of opioids.
Okay, good. Also in the administration, they announced plans to roll back energy efficiency standards for light bulbs. So how is this, what is this all about?
Stupid. It makes no sense. It's like saying, let's go back to the dark ages and waste electricity and let's heat up the planet even more. For what purpose?
Well, what does it actually do? What is this? I don't like LED.
They don't need to be energy efficient. They're rolling back on the energy efficient standards. Even though you can't go into like Lowe's or Home Depot or whatever and not find energy efficient light bulbs now, because that's how we've all been living.
You can't buy them. It's just saying you might have other.
It's hard to find them. But now they're rolling back the standards, which makes no sense.
Well, but the public can comment. It's like if you have
a comment about it, like you. Yeah, but who actually does? And that doesn't change anyone's mind. I think that's such BS when they say, "Oh, the public can comment for 2 months." Yeah, right. They're not going to change anything.
Well, there we go, folks. That's Victoria's point of view on that. At 10 before the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy.
GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Past the hour, now it's time to visit the world of automotive excellence with Nick Miles, whose website, Our Auto Expert, is viewed by hundreds of millions of people every week. Right? Is it? Should I say tens of millions or hundreds of millions of people visit your website?
My
which
mom.
Is it, Craig? Your mother. Good for her. Congratulations. All right, so you've gone to the Hamburg Auto Show. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's the Frankfurt Auto Show. So yeah. Do you have a hamburger in one hand and a Frankfurter in another hand? What are you eating while you're there?
Yeah, well, you know, obviously you're drinking beer. If you're just walking around looking at cars, you're in Germany. Why wouldn't you be? I mean, the home of Pilsner.
Right. So are you sober? Or are you okay to have a conversation?
No, the show fires up this week, actually. It's, so everyone's on their way over there right now, which, of course, we will be doing that. But it's kind of an interesting show. It points to what America's going to see on the car lots in the future. Tend to be sort of exotics and some interesting pieces of equipment. It's very electric this year. VW are just about to roll out their new electric car that they're going to bring to America. I actually talked to them yesterday. They're telling me that you're going to start to see that at the end of next year appearing in the United States. We're still quite a long way off for all of these promises, but the interesting thing is, the interesting thing is, it's kind of like a three-ring circus, being able to sit back at the sides and watch all these people like Elon Musk and Porsche fight and call each other liars and say that their car, and I'm like, all right, well, I'll just get in my V8 and put my foot down while you guys, it's sort of being esoteric, so standing out on the sidelines watching this sort of a really strange boxing match between people who shouldn't be fighting anyway. So that goes on, and there's lots of interesting new pieces of machinery.
All right, so let's see, what with the new Porsche Taycan, is that how you pronounce that? Got a big V8 in it? What's that?
No, it's all electric, boo. This is,
it is?
One of the sort of portion of the three ring circus going on. Elon, because they call it the Porsche Taycan Turbo, and Elon Musk is saying, well, there's no truth in there. You know, he's suggesting that they're lying because it's, you know, turbo. There's no gas engine in it, and I'm like, well, of course, it's, you know, it's. It doesn't make any difference. I don't want it anyway. But, yeah, so it's kind of interesting to see these tweets going back and forth between these executives. At the same time, I've been driving a Dodge Challenger this weekend with, you know, 500 horsepower and a nice big V8 engine and occasionally looking at my phone and giggling at these guys aren't with me.
Yeah. Well, what was the fastest car you ever drove? What car, better question, what car have you driven that scared you?
I think the car, for a strange reason, but the car that scared me the most is the Mercedes-Benz GT four-door. So it looks like they're a GT performance car, like a GT car with a long hood, but it actually has four doors. It goes up against the Porsche Panamera. And the thing that was most scary about this vehicle is that I got to 110 miles an hour and was casually thinking I was doing 55.
Uh-oh.
That was the most scary thing, and it does have an amazing roar. The thing I like about the German big cars is that when you take your foot off the accelerator, they have that gurgle. And if you're trying to get the attention of a sexy young person standing on the side of the street, that's a great way to do it. Just take your foot off the gas, and the car goes, blah, 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 and then they turn around and go, whoa, what was that?
What was that? That's, you know, there's a lot of that fake stuff, those mufflers. Remember the old glass packs? Are you old enough to remember what a glass pack was?
Yeah, I mean, I do know what they were because it's part of automotive history. What they do now is I think is a little bit despicable, is they make the fake sound, but they only make it so you can hear it in the car. It comes to the speakers. And that
really
annoys me a little bit, because then I keep making all these sounds and the good-looking people on the curb don't turn around and look at me. And that's very annoying, because I can only hear it in the car. So I feel somehow I've been cheated and, you know, I spent my money and now I'm not getting noticed.
I was on Beverly Boulevard in Los Angeles last weekend. Some guy was driving a Mustang, and the newer ones, they've got the muffler or exhaust system is in them. You can, or maybe this is aftermarket, I don't know, but this guy made more noise. It reminds me of some of the ethnic cars, the little Nissans, they put those mufflers on it. My God, it's distracting, and then you kind of laugh about it, you know?
But yeah, at the same time, I think it's good if it's a classy V8 sound, but if it's like that tinny, it sounds like a motorcycle gone bad, then it's not good. So, I mean, the sound has to be, and for me, actually, the sound is as important as the look of a car, because if people don't notice me, what was the point of having, you know, spending all this money on a sexy car? I'm so shallow, Doug, I should probably go and get therapy.
Our auto expert is Nick.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.